Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Ali Imran. Now, we know that our Mufassirun, our various hadith books, they mention certain blessings with regard to various surahs. If these surahs are read, then that will entail such and such blessings for us. Now, I've chosen two basic narratives which mention these blessings. We will read these narratives and then see how our scholars of hadith have almost totally rejected them and have given this verdict on them that they cannot be relied upon. Now, the first of these narratives is found in Al-Mawzu'at of Imam Ibn al-Jawzi, and as the word itself is explaining, that Al-Mawzu'at means an anthology in which concoctive narratives have been assembled. So this is found, this particular narrative that I'm referring to is found in that anthology, and it is from Ubay ibn Ka'b, and it says, he reports on the Prophet, and the Prophet says, he's reported to have said, "Man qara Ali Imran u'tiya bi kulli ayatin minha amanan ala jasari jahannam," that he who reads Surah Ali Imran, then for each verse that he reads, he shall be given protection from the bridge of hell. Now, this is what this narrative says. Now, as far as the chain of narration of this narrative is concerned, it has two very, very weak personalities and suspect narrators. One of them is Muhammad bin Abdul Wahid, and the other is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judan, and both of them have been severely criticized by our Muhaddisun. Now, as far as Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid is concerned, Abu Hatim says that he is Zaiful Hadith. And when Muhammad ibn Ibrahim asked Abu Hatim about this particular hadith from him, Abu Hatim replied that this is Zaif. And of course, this is a very, very pertinent comment from him. And Ibn Abi Hatim says that if Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid has not concocted this narrative, then he does not know who else has done so. Of course, this again is a very, very grave comment. Now, Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkarul Hadith. This is what is recorded regarding Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid. Now, as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judan is concerned, Hafiz Mizzi in his Tahzib al-Kamal again has recorded the following comments on him. Ibn Sa'd says, "Fi azurf wala yuhtajju bihi." And Salih ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal reports from his father, who is Imam ibn Hanbal, "Laysa bishay." And others have reported another opinion of Ahmad ibn Hanbal as Za'iful Hadith, that he is weak in matters of Hadith. Ijli opines, "Yuktabu hadithuhu walaysa bilqawi." Similarly, according to Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani, he is wahil hadith, za'if, and la yuhtajju bihi. In the opinion of Abu Zura, he is laysa bil-qawi. And Nisa'i says that he is za'if. Abu Bakr ibn Khuzaymah says, la yuhtajju bihi lisu'i hifzihi, that he cannot be adduced from because he has a very bad memory. Al-Hakim expresses his opinion as laysa bil-matin, that he is not at all a person who can be regarded as reliable with regards to the Muhaddisun. Similarly, Ibn Hajar says that he is Zaif. So in the presence of all this jarha, all these comments, of course, the personalities of Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid and Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judan cannot be regarded as reliable. And if they are found in certain narratives, then that narrative itself is regarded as suspect. Now, another narrative which also delineates the blessings of reading Surah Ali Imran is mentioned in Al-Mujam al-Kabir of Tabarani. And the narrative is from Abdullah ibn Abbas. And he says that the Prophet is reported to have said that man qara'a surah allati yuskaru fiha Ali Imran yawm al-jum'ah sallallahu wa malaikatuhu hatta tahjaba ash-shams. That a person who reads the surah in which the family of Imran has been mentioned on a Friday, then the Almighty and his angels send their blessings on that person until the sun sets. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, again, it has two very suspect personalities. And one of them is Talha ibn Zayd, and the other is Yazid ibn Sanan ibn Yazid. Now, as far as Talha ibn Zayd is concerned, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded a lot of comments on him, which, of course, impugn his personality. Abdullah ibn Ali ibn al-Madini reports from his father, who is Ali ibn al-Madini, that kana yadha'u al-hadith, which means that he fabricates narratives. Abu Hatim says, munkar al-hadith, za'iful hadith, la yu'jibani hadithuhu. Similarly, Imam Nasai says that he is munkar al-hadith, laysa bis-siqa. Salih Muhammad al-Baghdadi says, la yuktabu hadithuhu, that his narratives are not worthy of writing. Ibn Hibban says that he is munkar al-hadith, la yuhillu al-ihtijaj bi-khabrihi, that he states things which are alien in religion, and it is not at all allowed that one should adduce from his narratives. Similarly, Dar Qutni and Burqani say that he is Za'if. So in the presence of all these comments, the personality of Talha ibn Ziyad stands to be absolutely suspect and he cannot be relied upon. Now, as far as Yazid ibn Sinan ibn Yazid is concerned, the comments regarding him too are, of course, very, very overwhelmingly negative. Thus, for example, Abbas ibn Adduri says from Yahya that he's laysa bishay, and Ali ibn Madini says that he's za'iful hadith. Similarly, Imam Nasai says that he's za'if and he's matrukul hadith. So all these comments, of course, tell us that this person cannot be relied upon. So in short, we can say that both these narratives, which delineate the various blessings of reading Surah Ali Imran, both of them are not soundly ascribed to the Prophet. Not only are they not soundly ascribed, they are not even worth giving attention to, because as is the case that for the first of these narratives has been regarded as concocted, and the second of these narratives, of course, is also has a very, very weak ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is in the well-being of all of us that we pay no heed to these narratives. Of course, reading Surah Al Imran and understanding its message, reading it with a good translation if you don't understand the Arabic, this would entail a lot of blessings. But then these blessings would be related to what we understand and how we follow and how we act upon what is said in Surah Al Imran. So we should think that the blessings of reading a surah actually revolve around understanding the message of that surah and then acting upon it. And as far as these narratives are concerned, they cannot be relied upon whatsoever. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.